the times, even only a couple hundred years ago, slavery was a common thing. Joseph was sold into slavery by his own brothers, yet when he got out of slavery and became a king, he helped his family out of the famine. Even though they completely sold him out of their family, Moses as well was born in slavery, yet he led the Israelites out of Egypt. People wish harm on people, but God wishes good to everyone. Just like these stories, much harm was done to them, but God found a way to turn that into good, and turn them into leaders, and make sure they're okay, just like he does for us. My visual is two handcuffs, like you're a slave, but like you're kind of chained down. But as you can see in the picture, the chains are broken. Because God breaks his chains and keeps us safe and gives us freedom, and he gives us salvation. Today, slavery slash salvation means to me that no matter what we go through, God is God. He will always find a way to make things okay, to make sure we are safe, and we will find a way to bring us back to him. And slavery now means like we're tied down, but not necessarily to a person, like a slave, like we're tied down to idols or our own understandings, or even tied down to fear. Fear that it won't be okay and that it won't get better, but God is always there to break our chains.